We're doing Toyag Mitzvot, and we're up to the mitzvahs that are less common. So we have the mitzvah of Eruchin and Charamot, that the Torah says that a person can make a dedication to the temple, and he could use different terminology. He could say, I'm giving the value of something, and he could use a word that's called Erech, which has a specific halachic meaning. Meaning there are different ways of estimating value, and Erech has specific halachic meaning. The Torah gives us a specific amount that a man is worth depending on his age, and a woman is worth depending on his age. And the Torah tells us if one says he's going to give an erech of an animal that's impure, let's say a person says, I want to give the erech of my dog. So we evaluate the dog. A person says, I want to give the erech of my home. So we also give to the coin, we estimate the value, and that's given to the coin. A person gives his field, so also we have a formula how we estimate that. So there, one of the mitzvahs is that the courts are responsible to take on these cases and deal with how you evaluate, and that the person should give what he has to do. Then there are laws of chayrim, which is also, a person can say, I dedicate. Chayrim is a way of saying, I completely dedicate my field or something else. So there too, the courts have a mitzvah to judge in these cases. We're moving on to the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, that the Torah says you take a second tithe on certain years, and you take it up to Jerusalem and eat it there. There's a mitzvah to say vidui over the Maaser, that a person makes a declaration that he took off the different parts that he was supposed to, the truma, the Maaser, in accordance with the mitzvahs of the Torah. We have a mitzvah that when we have fruits from the Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, which we cannot bring up to Jerusalem, so we can sell those fruits for money. And then when we go up to Jerusalem, we spend that money, and the Torah says, use that money for food. You could buy meat, you could buy wine, but spend it for food. So a person is not allowed to use it for other expenses. But anything that's necessary, that's necessary for the living body, that's considered eating and drinking. Anything that's external to that is prohibited. We are not, when we eat the second tithe, we have to eat it in Jerusalem, and we have to eat it in holiness. We have a prohibition of eating it when a person is in mourning, when a person lost a relative even before the relative was buried. So when before the relative was buried, he's called an onen, and the Torah prohibits eating maaser when he is an onen. We're prohibited from eating Maaser Sheni, as we discussed, outside of Jerusalem. And specifically, the Torah discusses drinking the wine outside Jerusalem, the wine and the grains, but it really encompasses everything. The Torah points out the wine, the grain, and the oil. We have a mitzvah of Netar Revai, that when we plant the fruit-bearing tree, the fourth year, the fruits that grow the fourth year are holy, and they too have to be eaten in Jerusalem, just like the fruits of the second tithe of Maaser Sheni. And then we have the mitzvah of Bikurim, where the first fruits are brought up to the temple and given to the Kohen. We have a declaration. It's a mitzvah that the owner who brings them makes a declaration. Hashem, thank you for giving me this land of Israel. I've brought the fruits. And the Kohen has a mitzvah that he should only eat the fruits after the fruits have been brought and placed before God in the temple. And after that, they go over to the Kohen and he may eat them.